The Bible says it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played, and said, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his ten thousands. Amen. Can you say amen tonight? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. If you'd like to leave your Bible open and read with me, the Bible says in chapter 17 and verse 1, Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shochoh, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shochoh and Azekah in whatever that word is, Ephes-Damon. Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched in the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. Verse 3, the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. There went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of brass upon his head. He was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Not I, a Philistine, and your servants, and ye servants to Saul, choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and kill me, then will we be your servants, and if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day, and give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons, and the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. The names of his 3 sons that went to battle were Eliab, the firstborn, the next unto him, Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn, these 10 loaves, and run to the camp of thy brethren. And carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how their brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took and went, and as Jesse had commanded him. He came to the trench as the host was going forth to the battle and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. The men of Israel said, Have ye seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel does he come up, and it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. Verse 26. David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Verse 27, The people answered him after this manner, saying, So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. Verse 28, And Eliab his eldest brother heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. He said, Why camest thou down hither? With whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart. Thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, What have I done? What have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. When the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said unto Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said to Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. Verse 37, David said, Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. David put them off of him. And he took his staff in his hand, and he chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and a ruddy and a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said unto David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Verse 51, Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Sherem even unto Gath and unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tent. David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, as thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. And the king said, inquire thou whose son the stripling is. David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine. Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said unto him, whose son art thou? Art thou young man? And David answered, I am the son of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite. Now, y'all ready to read some more? Are y'all glad I let you sit down before I read all that? Amen.
Isn't that a wonderful story? We know it from children's church, most of us. Some of these young people wasn't raised in church, and so I figured I'd just read it tonight.
That's a beautiful story of victory. Victory is what I want to preach about tonight, the victory. The Bible says it came to pass, as they came when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, hallelujah, singing and dancing. Does that sound like the victory? Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful when we can sing and dance? Isn't it wonderful when we can praise God because He has given us the victory? The Bible said that the women came out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, hallelujah, and with instruments of music. Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. God has given us the victory. Praise God. I know the scripture goes on to read that Saul was wroth. You know, Saul was away from God. You know a good way to tell if we're on the wrong direction? If somebody's getting a little more glory than us and it bothers us. I mean, really all that matters is that God's moving, right? It don't matter if I preach the message or if I sing the song or if I do it or however. Hey, man, we're in this together, amen? God had given the victory to Israel. God had given the victory to His people. Amen. And Saul, hey, man, he wasn't right with God. Saul, the kingdom had already been torn from him. Amen. And as a matter of fact, when Saul laid a hold of Samuel's girdle or his clothing and he went away, the Bible said that it tore. And God said, God has tore the kingdom from you. You know, I've had things taken from me, but when God tears it from you, man, He tears it right down the middle. Amen. And David, the Bible says, amen, was the youngest of this old man. Do we have any old men here tonight? I'm talking about this man was so old, he went for an old man. I mean, when he come in, everybody said, that's an old man right there. Now, I did hear the other day that Sister Bobby and Sister Honey was somewhere, and they thought Sister Honey was Sister Bobby's mother. And she said, I want to give your mother a hug. but anyways, I don't know how old she thought you was, Sister Honey, but maybe Sister Bobby just looks young. I have been accused of being Sister Bethany's dad, haven't I? I said, is that your dad? I said, she's older than me. But the victory, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach backwards tonight. All right. Not that I'm going to walk backwards. I'm just going to preach in this scripture backwards. I'm going to start with 18 and I'm going to preach about the victory and I'm going to go back just as far as I can on the victory. Amen. Because the victory didn't start when everybody was singing and shouting. A lot of times, amen, we can have the victory long before it's evident. David had the victory a long time before everybody else had it. The Bible said they shouted and praised God. Amen. And I believe the time will come if you're praying and seeking God, and if you'll stand against any giant in your life, I believe the time will come where others will rejoice with you and say, we've got the victory. Hallelujah. We've overcome the giant. We've overcome the enemy. We've overcome the forces that was against us. God will give everyone the victory. David's the one that killed Goliath, but all the women in all the cities, the Bible said, or the women in all the cities of Israel, every city come out. You think about that. I'm talking about come out of everywhere, rejoicing with the victory. Thank God. Hallelujah. Not just me and my family, but you and your family. Amen. You and your situation. I'm talking about God can give the victory. Do you believe that tonight? I do. Hallelujah. The Bible said with joy, when God, amen, turns it around, God will give joy. Thank God for joy. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Amen. And so here they come, David. Amen. Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. God help us tonight. Thank you, Jesus. The song of victory. It's important to sing. You know, all through the Bible there's songs of victory. And when we get to heaven, we're going to sing songs of victory. You know that? The Bible said in Revelation, I don't know what chapter it is right now. I want to say 15, but I'm not sure. But in Revelation, one of those chapters, it tells that John saw this number and said they stood with golden harps and said they sang two songs, the song of the Lamb and the song of Moses. You know what the song of the Lamb is? The song of the Lamb is the angels can't sing the song of the Lamb because they've never been lost. The song of the Lamb, only the saved and the redeemed can sing the song of the Lamb. The song of the Lamb is I'm redeemed. I'm born again. I've been washed in His blood. I was an alien, but He's redeemed me back. I was an outcast, but I've been saved. I'm so thankful that I can sing the song of the Lamb. Amen. You've heard where people have said, amen, that the day will come, they'll say, angel, step aside. Hallelujah. Because you can't sing the song. There is a choir in heaven of angels. Michael leads that choir. Thank God. I believe they worship God. Amen. The Bible talks about worshiping God in a way, amen, that the temple up there was filled with smoke. Amen. Worshiping God, those angels. Matter of fact, Isaiah saw, amen, some of these angelic beings had six wings. Amen. Two of them they flew with. Two of them they covered their feet with. Two of them they covered their eyes with because God was so holy. Amen. People disrespect God and talk about God and use His name in vain. The angels covered their eyes. Amen. Because He was so holy. And the Bible said they cried one to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Which was and is to come. Amen. But I'm telling you, the choir in heaven. Can you imagine an angel singing? I knew a preacher one time. He passed away, Brother Joy Height. And God used him so greatly. Amen, in ministry and preaching places. Probably, amen, just a mighty evangelist for sure, you know, right there for several years. But they tell the story that one night he heard the angels singing and he wrote it down. He got up and wrote it down, the song that the angels were singing. And he heard them. He said, I heard them singing. This was years ago in his ministry, not before he was, you know, going to die or something. And I know people get close to death and they may hear music over there. They may hear, you know, angels singing or whatever. But there's a song that's going to be sang after the rapture that the angels cannot sing. That is the song of the Lamb. Amen. But there's also another song that's going to be sang. That's the song of Moses. And that is the song of victory.
Hallelujah. God gives us songs of victory. God gives us songs where we've overcome. Amen. Moses came through the Red Sea and they sang. Moses led the songs that day. Hallelujah. And said, I want to lead the song today. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Glory to God for the songs of victory. All these women come out of all these cities with, amen, tambourines and with joy and instruments of music. That's all it said. It don't limit them. I don't know what all they had. Harps, trumpets, you know, some type of drums or bass or who knows what all they had. Man, you're talking about they're singing. They're saying God's given us the victory. Hallelujah. I thank God for the victory tonight. I thank God that he gives us the victory. I want to preach backwards tonight. Y'all going to help me just a little while? Does anybody love the victory? Does anybody love to have the victory? Some people love to be down. I mean, they just love it when they're down. Amen. But don't you love the victory? Glory to God. Hallelujah. David had the victory before they were singing. That's what I want to preach about, is the victory. That's my title, The Victory. But I'm going to preach about how David had the victory. The Bible said, therefore David ran and took and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof in 51 and slew him and cut off his head therewith. Amen. Sounds like the victory right there, don't it? Nobody's singing. Everybody's got their mouth open on both sides. Can y'all do that? Come on. Can you do it? Don't let your teeth fall out. I mean, everybody's got speechless. What in the world is going on? I can't believe this. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's victory reigning. Amen. As this little boy David is standing on this mighty giant, I don't know. Amen. I know this man was a huge man. He was unhumanly big. And I don't want to get into that study about that, but I mean, this man was so large. He was a giant, huge. And I'm thankful, amen, that God used David and his men to wipe out that whole race. You know that David, amen, and his men killed all of those sons of that giant. David and his men wiped out the race of giants that was in the land since, amen, basically right after the flood, according to the Bible. Hallelujah. Some of them were so unhuman they had 6 fingers and 6 toes. Amen. There's no doubt that there was demonic powers involved in this. Amen. But God is greater than the devil and he'll give us the victory. Hallelujah. David ran and stood on the Philistine. Amen. And cut his head off. Praise God. I'm talking about the victory. Nobody was shouting, but David had the victory. Hallelujah. Notice verse 52. Amen. The word has not even spread to all the cities of Israel. But the men of Israel rose. The men of Israel, hallelujah, when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and Judah rose and shouted, hallelujah. All of these soldiers that had been shaken in the bushes in verse 52. All of these soldiers that, amen, didn't know what they was going to do. They thought they was going to be next. Amen. And die in the battle. All of a sudden, they've got the victory. I'm telling you, the victory's contagious. Glory to God. Amen. When you get the victory, God will give somebody else the victory. I want the victory. Hallelujah. I want to sing about the victory. I want to shout about the victory. I want to rejoice in the victory. And I believe it's God's will for us to rejoice in the victory. God give us a great battle. God give us a great victory and a great miracle. And we just sit there. I mean, these teams, football teams, baseball teams, basketball teams. On one side, you got this big old group, thousands. And on this side, you got another thousand. Everyone, I'm sitting on the edge of their seat. And then as the game gets closer, this group scoots back on their seat, and this group come a little edge, you know, closer. What is it? There's one winning, and there's one losing. And then all of a sudden,
that final seconds go out, I don't know, they may, you know, kick a field goal or something and turn it around or go into overtime or something, but the game has to end at some point or another. And all of these, they go out like this. You know. And all these, I mean, they're going out like that. Come on now. Who's winning tonight? Has anybody won the victory? Has anybody got blessed by the presence of God? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm talking about the victory. Hallelujah. The victory is what I'm preaching on tonight. Amen. But you know what? Those people walking out, they didn't win nothing. They never ran 1 yard. They never ducked under 1 400-pound linebacker. They didn't win nothing. All they did was lost about $300 or $400 and then bought some overtime nachos. Come on now. What did they win? They didn't win nothing. They never ran 1 yard. If it was basketball, they never shot 1 goal. If it was soccer, they never kicked the ball once. Are y'all with me? If it was baseball, they never... I'm telling you, these ladies that was carrying the tambourines, they never fought the battle, but they won the victory. I'm telling you, hallelujah, there's people in our churches, they may never show up until the victory's come. Hallelujah. Y'all still with me? Amen. They may never come out of their pew until the victory's come. I feel the Holy Ghost. They may never say praise God until the victory. But when we run, hallelujah, and cut the head of that giant off, they're going to come out also. Hallelujah. Just like that team of people that go out that side door. They just won the game. Their team won the game. Amen. Whose side are we on tonight? We're on the Lord's side. And He's going to win. And when He gives the victory, Sister Bobby, I'm going to shout too. When He gives you the victory, boys, I'm going to shout too. Amen. Now I'm talking about the victory. Let's back up a little further. Amen. David had the victory. Amen. When he reached in his bag and pulled out that stone. David had the victory far before he ran and cut the lion's head off, or the Goliath's head off, the giant's head off. Hallelujah. The Bible said in verse number 49, David put his hand in his bag, the shepherd's bag, and took thence a stone and slung it. Woo! Hallelujah. I think I'll just sling this around one more time. This feels so good. Can't you see David saying that? He wasn't no more afraid than nothing. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm talking about the victory tonight. Amen. Your giant may be 10 foot tall and roaring in your ear. Amen. But you can have the victory. Praise God. I know everybody ain't shouting. I know everybody ain't here. Amen. I know everybody ain't, you know, playing the tambourine. Man, it feels so much better. Amen. When Goliath's head, amen, is cut off and everybody's shouting. But David's saying, man, this feels pretty good right here. Hallelujah. I know he's still out there. Amen. But man, I've knocked a many of pecans off of trees. I've knocked many of walnuts off of limbs. I've killed many of rabbits. Amen. I've shot many of cats. Come on, y'all cat lovers tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. This feels pretty good. You don't know what's coming. And he gets faster and faster and faster. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden he lets it go. My God, he's got the victory. Everybody's hiding in the bushes. Everybody's scared to death. Everybody's planning David's funeral. Hallelujah. I said they're planning David's funeral. Get the mortician. Amen. On speed dial. We're fixing to have David a burial. Praise God. Y'all get ready to go tell Jesse. that his youngest son is dead. Woo! I've got the victory. I'm telling you, they've planned my funeral too. Sister Bobby, they said it's over. Hallelujah, Brother Wayne. They'll never make it through this one. They'll never survive this blow. Praise God, but my heart was roaring with the victory. Hallelujah. Goliath wasn't even down yet, but I had the victory. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cancel the call to the mortician. Hallelujah. I said, cancel the call to the mortician. Amen. And go get your song books. Amen. Write a new song. David slain his 10,000s. Why? Because David had the victory long before everybody else did. Thank you, Jesus. Raise your hands and praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I got the victory. I have got the victory. Glory to God. Does David, let me ask you something. I know David looks small, Sister Janice. Goliath is tall. But does David look defeated? I'm talking about with a grit in his teeth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, let's back up a little more. Y'all all know the story. Thank you, Lord. I know this is simple preaching tonight. These Sunday school teachers preach it in their classes to these children. Glory to God. Amen. But I'm talking about the victory tonight. Let's back up. Let's go back further. Hallelujah. The Bible said that this man said, am I a dog? Don't you come to me, look at you little kid. Come out here. Like he was mocking Goliath. Goliath, it made Goliath mad. Amen. And I'm talking about the confidence. Glory to God. David said, amen. David had, he put the rocks in his shepherd, you know, pouch. But David says to this Philistine, you come to me, listen to this message that this lad preaches to not only the enemy and all of his forces, but unto all of the church that's behind him scared to death. He said, you come to me with sword and with spear. My God, is this a priest? No, it's just a little shepherd boy. Where did he find this? Hallelujah. He'd been in the presence of God already. Glory to God. You come to me with sword and with spear and with shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. We'll give the carcass, amen, of the host of the Philistines. You know what? I just noticed when I read that today. He didn't say, I'm going to give your carcass to the fowls of the air. He said, I'm going to give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines. My God, does David have the victory? He's standing there. He ain't slung the slingshot one time. He hasn't knocked Goliath down. You know what the devil will say? Don't say it until it happens. Man, he's told me that so many times, I could write a book about it. Don't proclaim it until after it's happened. So you won't look, you know, like foolish or something. David standing there. He ain't got a sword in his hand. He ain't slung one round of the, you know, this would have been easy to say after Goliath laying on the ground. But Goliath is still standing there, and he said, I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines. He said, not only am I going to kill you and cut your head off, oh God, but we're going to win this battle today. You know that David and his men stamped out the race of the Philistines. There's some of those enemies of God's people And every man, woman, boy, or girl that will turn to God can be saved. I don't care what race or who you are. But there are people that are the enemies of God's people right now, Israel, that you can trace their genes and where they came from, all the way back to Bible times, and where, you know, they was the enemies back then and they're the enemies now. But you go try to find a Philistine. There ain't one. David and his people stamped them out. Hallelujah to God. I'm talking about the victory tonight. Hallelujah. David is standing there and the confidence. Amen. I know.
Everybody knows. We've got the victory.
And all those
out there shouting. God has come. Right? Amen. Hallelujah. We've got the victory. God has come. The
Everybody knows we got the victory when Goliath's laying on the ground. Amen. His head's cut off. And David's cut it off and all of them are running. We know we got the victory. Amen. Look at this pattern. Hallelujah. Amen. But David had the victory long before everybody else did. That's why when we come into church sometime, and man, we could sing like the kids. Come on, it's bubbling. It's bubbling. It's bubbling in my soul. Hallelujah. We're singing. We're shouting. Since Jesus made me whole, we look around. Man, it don't look like it's bubbling over there. Hallelujah. Man, it don't look like it's bubbling over there. Man, look at Brother Sam. Don't look like it's bubbling up there. Amen. Look like I'm the only one that wants to praise God. David was the only one with the victory at one point. Or another, but he didn't lose the victory when everybody else didn't have it. Amen. He had the victory long before Goliath's head was cut off. He had the victory long before he slung the sling. He had the victory long before they shouted in the streets. He had the victory when he was standing there saying, I'm going to win this battle. I've got confidence.
My mother-in-law sang the song, I've got confidence. And I ought to call these girls up here to sing it for you. Because they can sing it just like her.
Hallelujah, I've got confidence. David was standing there, and he had the victory long before the head was cut off. Thank God, hallelujah. Let's go back just a little bit further. He's standing before Saul, and Saul says, you can't go. You can't fight this Goliath. He said, hallelujah, I kept my father's sheep. Amen. And a lion and bear came and took a lamb out of the flock. In verse number 34, took a lamb out of the flock, and I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. David had the victory long before he ever slung that slingshot. He had faith in God standing before Saul. Amen. He said, I know God's brought me through before, and he'll bring me through again. I believe I'm looking at people tonight that your Goliath, your giant is roaring in your ear, roaring in your face, but you've got the victory because you've already been in the battle. You've already seen God move, and you know that you know without a shadow of a doubt he's going to do it again.
King Saul is standing there. You can't go. Oh, yes, I can.
Because I know what God has done for me before.
David standing before Saul, if you could put your ear in that tent, if you could peek in that tent and watch, and David's telling King Saul, come on now. He put his armor on him, and the way I understand it, didn't fit him. He was so small and strong, kind of like me.
Not really. Come on, church, I'm almost done. Hallelujah.
I told these girls we was eating last night, I said, you think the way I eat, I'd gain weight. Just don't fit.
Hallelujah. They looked at me about like y'all are.
If you could have looked in there and David's like, wait, excuse me, let me tell you a story.
I was out there. And a lion came and took a little lamb. And I rose up against him. Now, Brother Wayne, one thing Saul had to know is David wasn't afraid. I don't know if he really killed that lion or not, but he's going, live, die, whether I give him permission or not, he's going against Goliath. Why? Because he had the victory.
Everybody's shaking and scared, but David has the victory.
And I believe I'm looking at church folks tonight who has the victory. It's obvious when revival's over and everybody's running around the church and they won't let the preacher preach for nothing. They've got the victory so much. It's obvious when we have anybody want to testify and five people jump up at the same time. Hallelujah. And I'm afraid to say, amen, does anybody want to testify? Because I'm afraid I won't preach. God help us tonight. That's obvious. Amen. But I want to tell you sometime else, some other times it's obvious, is when we come in and we're about barely dragging and barely awake. Man, sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so
won't shut up. Hallelujah.
Let's all go home and they're still praying. They're still shouting, hallelujah. They're still rejoicing. They're singing, amen, and they want to sing that song about five times. What is it? They've got the victory. Wait a minute. Goliath's still standing. The victory don't hinge upon whether Goliath is standing or not. Victory's in our soul. Hallelujah. I said victory's in our soul. Amen. It don't come with observation. The kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. Amen. And Goliath may be roaring, Brother Richard. It may be worse than ever. But David said, if you give me a chance, I'll fight him. Because I've got the victory.
The devil would laugh at you. Say, your family ain't saved. You ain't got the victory.
I've got the victory.
You know the only way your family won't get saved is if you let the devil steal the victory. I heard about this old sister from California or from South Carolina and her southern accent. She was in her 90s. And said she stood up and she couldn't get her testimony out because she was saying, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Woo! Praise God, hallelujah. She said, I got the victory. Hallelujah. She said, I know y'all may not feel what I'm feeling, but I've got the victory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm talking about the victory tonight. Amen. Goliath was standing and David was in Saul's tent. Amen. Everybody was scared to death. Hallelujah. But he had the victory. I know it's obvious when Goliath hit the ground. Whoa. David's got the victory. But you missed it back here. David had the victory a long time before Goliath fell. Hallelujah. You know that's why Goliath fell. It's because David wouldn't give up the victory. I'm telling you, it's so strange. You about run out of time and you want to preach another hour. And then you open your eyes and look at everybody's faces and it goes boom, right out quick. Hallelujah. I'm going to go back one more time. Take this bread, corn, and cheese. Sounds pretty good, don't it? Down to the battle. And check on your brothers. Come back and tell me. He goes down there about the time that Goliath is coming out. And the Bible says David shouted for the battle.
That was a common thing. The Israelites would engage.
All types of them would engage in the battle.
Some of them would bring food and water. Some, you know, just the common people would bring bread or different things to the captain at the rear, at the backside of the soldiers.
Because they fought man to man. You know, shoulder to shoulder. Hand to hand. That's the way they fought these Philistines in any battle.
And so the common man amen, would come to the battle. They may have a son. It may be a lady. And she may have a son or grandson on that front row. And when she got up there, she would shout for the battle. Just basically this. She'd come into the area and she'd say, "Come on, boys! Fight! Fight for your children!" Or maybe a man would come up, "Come on, boys! Be strong! God will help you win the battle!" I don't know what they'd say, but they would shout for the battle. Man, some old weary soldier on the back row, on the front row, would hear his grandma on the back row. Something would rise up in him, and he'd remember Bethlehem. He'd remember home. Man, he'd fight a little harder. And that's why they'd shout for the battle. And when David rode in that day, and come running, carrying those Kroger bags, and carrying those groceries, he stopped just a second, and shouted for the battle. David had the victory. Hallelujah. I said David had the victory a long time before Goliath ever fell.
I want to tell you what I have on my heart tonight as I come to a close. You got the victory. Hallelujah. Goliath is still standing. Your prayers are not answered. Hallelujah. Your loved one is not saved. The bills are still due. Come on. You want to buy those Christmas gifts? You don't know if it'll happen. Come on now. David had the victory. Can you say the victory? The victory doesn't depend on the circumstances. It depends on the heart. Nothing has happened, but I've got the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you just lift your hand up right now and thank God for the victory? I said, thank God for the victory. They ain't saved yet, but I have the victory. Listen to me, I believe it all the way in my soul. Sister Bobby, I believe it all through me that if you won't let the devil steal the victory, you get what God has for you. Come on, you know, the devil tried to steal the victory all along. Hallelujah. His eldest brother, you got pride. Devil, you can't have my victory. Come on. You gonna let the devil steal your victory? Who'd you leave those little few sheep with down there? Is there not a cause? Ain't there a reason? Look at this bread. Amen. Right here it says, Eliab from Daddy, I love you. Daddy sent it down here. I'm just on business for the king. Amen. Sometimes I come and preach a message and people look at me. I'm just the mailman. I'm just delivering the message. I didn't write the book. I didn't write the letter. I didn't write the message. I just delivered it. David said, is there not a cause? You can say whatever you want to. You're not going to steal my victory. And he went to the next one and said the same thing. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Amen. When he came in before Saul, you can't go. King, I love you, but you're not going to steal my victory. Hallelujah. There might even be a preacher or pastor, anybody. I love you, I honor you, but you're not going to steal my victory. It might be a spouse or a parent. David was never disrespectful to Saul. You can keep the victory and not be disrespectful. Come on. Now I'm meddling.
Hallelujah. Then it was the devil himself.
My dog, I'm going to feed you to the birds of the air. Can you imagine Goliath's face? Can you imagine?
Hallelujah. You say whatever you want to, devil, but you're not gonna steal my victory. I've got the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God dealt with my heart the other day while I was riding down the road. And he said these words to me. David had the victory long before Goliath fell. And I got to thinking about it, Sister Betty. And I came home as soon as I got a chance to get my Bible and I read that story again. I said, man, Lord, you are right. The Spirit of God spoke it to my heart just as clear as a bell. David had the victory long before Goliath ever fell. I'm telling you, I look at people who's fighting battles and listening to roars of giants, amen, and wondering how they're going to make it through the next day or next week or next month or next year. And the devil said, this ain't going to come to pass. But for some reason, they got a testimony when they come to church. They got a song when they come to church. Amen, they're there, they're faithful, they're paying their tithes. Amen, why? They've got the victory like David did long time before. Before Goliath ever fell.
Sister Bethany sings that song. I've been busted and bruised, battered and torn, walked through the desert, weary and worn, had me some biscuits without any gravy. I thought, man, that ain't too bad as long as you got some apple butter. Hallelujah. But you know what the song, in other words, it's about like half done. Oh, come on, church. I'm out of time. I'm done preaching. I really am. I've been done for a little while. Hallelujah. But somebody's in this house tonight. And your giant is still alive just as much as alive as he ever was. But you got the victory. Don't be ashamed, David. Go ahead and shout for the battle. You know why you're shouting for the battle? Because you got the victory. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah! It's so easy to shout whenever when glass heads cut off, and we'll all shout then. Hallelujah! Amen. But let's stand together right now and give God praise in this house. Hallelujah. Once again, thank God for the victory in your soul. Get your eyes off of Goliath and realize the fire that's in your soul. Amen. Get your eyes off of Goliath and realize the joy that's in your heart. Get your eyes off of your circumstances, your unanswered prayers. And just for a moment, thank God for what is in your heart and what is in your soul. I know Goliath is still roaring. Amen. But I've got the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.